Welcome to Maseches Makos, Paragimel Mishnah Tesvav, Chapter 3, Mishnah 15. The Mishnah teaches us, Kol chai v'krisa shalaku. If a person violates an avera, they transgress a sin where the punishment is kares, such as a person who eats chaylev, the forbidden fats of an animal, or something similar to that, shalaku. But they were warned that they're going to get malchus or lashes, and they got lashes. Niftru yudei krisasan, karesan, they are no longer going to be liable for the karis. Karis is punishment in the hands of Hashem. Shneur, because it says, v'nikle achicha le'inecha, and your brother shall be nikle, says the Mishnah, kishelaka hareu kechicha. Once he's nikle, once he gets lashes, he's already considered like your brother, that there's atonement. Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. These are the words of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. However, even Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel agrees that the halacha is that the fellow has to do tshuva. If he just gets lashes and he doesn't do tshuva, then he still is liable to kares, death in the hands of Shammai. I'm Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. So Rav Chananya ben Gamliel said, Ma'im hoivera vera achas, noito nafshi alel. If a person violates a Torah prohibition, they could receive kares, they could actually get death for it, or malchus, where they're literally beaten to within a hair's breadth of their death. Ha'oise mitzvah achas, if a person does a positive thing, alchas kama v'kama shetinasin le'nafshi, how much more so that his soul will be given to him. As we find, as we've learned, that mida toiva meruba mida peranius, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's goodness and kindness is so much more extensive than peranius, than the negative things. So a person has to realize the power of their actions. If a person does something negative, there could be such drastic consequences. If they do something positive, there could be incredible positive success. Reb Shimon says, mimikoyma hu lo made, from the place where the concept of kares is written, we can actually learn something. Because the Pasuk says, Shanemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'nichrasu hanefashay sa'isois, the Pasuk says that those people that violate this sin, they should be cut off, be care of Alam, the Pasuk continues, from the midst of their nation. V'oimer, and the Pasuk also says in that same area, Asher yathoi samodom v'chai bohem, that a person should perform the mitzvahs and live through the performance of the mitzvahs. Ha, so you see from here, kol ha-yoyshev v'lo avera, if somebody sits and they don't violate a transgression, that means they have the opportunity to do an aver, and they restrain themselves, their koivish, their yetzer, noisim le'sachar koisim mitzvah, would give them reward, like somebody who actually performed a mitzvah. As the Pasuk says, v'chai b'hem, they live through that. From Shimon Rabbi, Yom Shimon Rabbi says, harei, one of the Pasuk says, rak chazak, strengthen yourself, levilti achoyel adam, not to eat blood, ki adamu anefesh, because the blood is the soul of a person. Now, moim hadam shenafsha shalom katsmi menu. Come when you look at blood, that's something that we are repulsed by. Nevertheless, the Torah says, you have to strengthen yourself. And apayrish mimenu, one who doesn't eat it, mikabel sachar, receives reward, as the Pasuk says, manita v'lachul v'anacha acharecha adoylam, that the Baruch Hu will do goodness for you and for your children eternally. So gezel v'arayis, theft, and immorality, shenafshay shalodim misavel ha'mucham doson, that a person craves them, that a person desires them, a Purish man, somebody who is able to abstain from them, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so she is geloi, that him will doirosav, and his generations will doirosav, and generations and generations, hatsoif kol adoros, they'll get tremendous merit and tremendous zuchus. Rav Chananya ben Akasha, Oimer Mishnah 16, says the Mishnah, Rav Chananya ben Akasha says, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakas es Yisrael, the Rebbein Shalom wanted to give us more merit, more reward, therefore, he increased the amount of mitzvahs in the Torah, the positive and the negative commandments. Shanemar, as it says in the pasuk, Hashem chafetz leman tzidkoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael more righteousness. Yagdil Torah v'yadir. Therefore, the Rebbein Shalom made the Torah more great. He made it more profound, so that a person could continually get schar, continually reap the benefit of performing the mitzvahs and abstaining from the mitzvahs they're not supposed to do. Congratulations and mazel tov. I'm finishing yet another Masechet. May the Rebbein Shalom give us the strength and the ability to continue to learn His Holy Torah, to start and finish many Masechetos and Mitzvah Hashem until we finish all of Shas. Congratulations, and thank you so much for being part of this journey.